CliffCentral.com. It was also a very controversial weekend. I don't know if you saw the apologies going around.
Yes. Ooh, yeah. You know, I don't know which apology you're talking about, but someone tweeted me, I think it was on Sunday morning, asking me what Joey Razdeen had done. And
that
I said,
was the one, yeah.
I don't know. And so I had to, you know, do a bit of digging because I honestly didn't know what had happened here.
Yeah, Joey Razdeen apparently did some like routine, but he's a comedian. Let's remember, this is what he does for a living. He makes jokes about everybody. And everybody's always so careful to not make jokes about Muslims because they know they'll get blown up. So that basically has created a category of prejudice against Muslims, if you ask me. Because not all Muslims are violent and not all Muslims want to kill you for a joke. And you would assume that's the correct thing for any sensible person to say about this. So Joey Razdeen, who is Muslim, at least nominally, he came in here the other day, we were talking about it, remember? So he cracks some joke about the companions of the Prophet Muhammad. And then the Muslim community just lose their shit. They demand apology, they threaten his life. He's hiding at the moment. It's very, very upsetting, all of this. So what they're doing is they're actually perpetuating the exact stereotype that we don't need. I mean, if you want to stop Islamophobia, if there is such a thing as Islamophobia, then prove to people who believe Muslims are bad people that most Muslims are not, which is what we keep hearing. Most Muslims are quite sane, quite rational, quite sensible people who just want to go about their lives, and they believe in what they believe.
See, they don't see it that way, and that's where...
Who doesn't see it?
They don't see it as them speaking out, they're being bad people, or they're being, you know, obnoxiously loud for no good reason.
What?
They're speaking out because they want to prove against what is being said to them, said about them, to speak.
Okay, I don't know what you're talking about. You made no sense to me.
No.
Joey Razdeen cracks a joke on stage. So a few people get very upset. Not all the Muslims get upset. Those few people drive the agenda, and then it looks like all the Muslims in South Africa are angry with Joey Razdeen, which I'm sure is not the case. But in doing that, what happens is that it enforces and reinforces the perception that Muslims are a bunch of humorless people who can't take a joke and want to kill everybody.
Okay.
And the minute they get insulted, they react with violence, like the Prophet Muhammad cartoons. You remember those? Like the embassies that were attacked at that time. Like anytime anybody brings up Islam in the Western world, there's someone who goes, oh, no, don't even talk about that. Let's just pretend Islam doesn't exist, which I think is even more disrespectful, because what you're then doing is you're actually falling for the stereotype. So Joey had to apologize, and then everybody else climbed in.
Yeah, so some Muslim scholars condemned Joey's jokes. Saying things like any Muslim would take offense and would be incensed at what at some of the things that Joey Razdeen has said. So, yeah, he then decided, okay, well, then maybe I should just apologize because that's what they want to hear from me. So then I'll just give that to them. But I have a question here. So people are upset by something and they get offended and they're upset. Like, why can't you just let them be upset? Let them be upset.
Why do other people's feelings have to
and
be
then,
something you
And then they'll
to?
Get over it. Like, you know, because also this thing of people reacting to people who are offended in itself is also like...
stupid.
Okay, but guys, you're doing the exact same thing that you're accusing the people who got offended of doing. You're also reacting. You're also outraged over the fact that they are outraged.
Then it's this like, cycle.
Just let people be upset. And then they get upset. And then 2 or 3 days later, they'll be over it.
But from the moral high ground... Where many stand, you're allowed to say that.
So then 702 got into trouble. Because it was their stupid walk the talk. And they had... Well, I only say that because, I mean... You know,
it was very controversial.
I just hate all of these events that block the streets. Because if you are trying to get somewhere... I think it's really annoying. And it used to be, I think we... When I started it, we blocked one street. And it wasn't even a major route. But I think that these things are a problem. Like, I hate those cycle races. I once got caught in the middle of Joburg. There was no way out. because of this dumb cycling race. So I hate these things, but that's my problem. So they, in the middle of their walk or talk, they tweet out a picture of a dad with his little kid, and then they have a picture of a dog being walked, and they say, "Ah, dog versus baby, who's cuter? Go ahead and evoke those broody feelings."
I saw it.
So a lot of people are like, "Oh my God, are you comparing black children to dogs?"
What?
Oh yeah.
Oh.
So then 702 immediately like go into panic mode. And they go, "We would like to apologize for our
That's
tweet."
That's what I don't like. Stand by what you've done.
But just say, listen, it was a harmless, meaningless... We're trying to get people excited about our event. We don't care about like you and your issues with whether you're more important than a dog or not. What the hell's wrong with you?
Ugh, but they're never going to say that, which is even more frustrating.
Well, at least they didn't say it was an intern's fault, because that's also another popular lash out.
It's just crazy, right?
Such tricky waters to maneuver.
See, we've spoken about this before, about just what would happen if we were all honest. And imagine if even like big brand accounts like this would be able to just be honest and say, you know, screw off. It was
have a sense of humor.
Just calm down.
So it's kind of sad to me that Joey had to apologize, and it's kind of sad that 702 did. And I just think it's very, very unnecessary. We're like, why are we pandering to a bunch of hysterical people on social media who get upset by everything? It's all these regressive leftists who are just looking for something to fight about. They're looking for an argument.
I wish we had more people who really didn't truly care about, you know, some sort of criticism or whatever the case is. Because these apology things, that's really annoying. Like, just why are you apologizing?
It's like Mabali says, just allow people to be offended and upset. And then that's it. There's nothing nothing's going to happen after that.
Well, the thing is, in the real world, you're always going to upset someone.
Exactly.
It will be through something that you say, something that you wore, people you choose to associate with. There is always going to be somebody who gets upset with the things that you do. Now, can we all just accept that and deal with it? And then when they get upset, then they must get upset, and then they will get over it.
Correct.
But I guess on the other side as well, it isn't exactly the easiest to accept when they literally now, you get a notification, it's in your inbox, you see someone's criticism, you know?
Ignore.
Yeah, sure. It's not important. But now there's a whole new culture of like demanding apologies that people are not getting into.
Yeah, because that makes them feel
special.
Because
that's a new trendy thing.
No, then they feel important. Yeah. Like, oh, I got a whole radio station. Or I got Joey Razdeen to apologize to me. Now I'm really important.
Yeah, now I'm a better Muslim.
Yeah. Well, you're not. You're still a douchebag who has no sense of humor. Like humorless people, right?
I think part of the problem here is when you're working in the social media space as well. There are probably still a lot of managers who are still figuring it out, figuring out the game. And when you see brands following the trend of, oh, well, when you fuck up, apologize.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then that is what you're going to do as well. And then maybe, you know, in 2 or 3 years, there'll be a completely different strategy in place. But I feel like, you know, social media managers also are kind of walking on these eggshells where they're still trying to figure things out themselves in terms of...
They have no idea.
Well, they don't. I mean, it's still new for some people.
But also, those dogs weren't very cute.
No, they chose
they
really,
really
ugly looking dogs.
They really could have found some nicer looking dogs.
Very bad.
I didn't see that. Okay.
I mean, it would have done a lot better. All right. The point being that you should never apologize on social media, especially to these hysterical regressives. Do not give them any fuel for the fire, because the minute you apologize, they think they've won, and then they keep hammering you. They don't go away. Don't apologize to these people. They're morons.
Also, don't apologize unless you mean it.
Exactly.
Don't like apologize
at this stage,
unless it's your
spouse. At this stage, part of people apologizing is because some executive made a call that, you know, well, you should apologize for what you said. And then you begrudgingly apologize. But you don't really mean it.
Nah. Exactly. Mm. It's actually so right, Dave. Like, sports teams apologize for losing. Well, did you do it on purpose? Of course not. So why apologize? Just be less crap.
And also, I like, how valuable are these apologies?
Yeah. They're meaningless.
They're just like, oh, shit, you got me. You got me. All right, sorry. That's what it is. So if you really, if you're moved by an apology like that, you're an idiot too.
It, I'm trying to... I've never had an incident where I personally, you know, even needed an apology from anyone on social media. But, it really is meaningless.
Yeah,
You're done, you're over it, you move on.
I just wonder how have these people been raised by parents who just said to them, everyone in your life is going to be nice to you. Everybody's going to always do things that make you happy. Nothing will ever happen that will make you feel bad. And nobody has any right to upset you. Is that how people are raised? Is that what they're told? Is that how they feel they're entitled to not being upset? I don't think so. It's ridiculous.
We'll never reach a conclusion here. CliffCentral.com